Open Language 英语。
潘吉杰里告诉你。
Hi guys, welcome back to the show. 我是 Jenny.
Yeah, welcome back. My name's Spencer.
这几天新闻里面一直说全国各地啊出现了排队买房，一房难求，然后价格砰砰砰的涨。然后我们中国人已经被这个房价是 we were so abused by property prices.
Yeah, sounds like it. If you're just gonna get in line to just what 抢房 right? You
want.
Just buy up houses as you can.
还不是 buy up, 你说 buy up 是买很多很多
Well, I mean in general, maybe not one person buying up many houses, but going out and try to buy a house.
对啊，都买不到，然后我前面说我们被 abuse, 被这个房价就是大家都虐得不行了。然后我们今天要说说其实在美国在很多大城市 the situation is not too different.
Nope.
中国也差不多、就是美国人现在也很买不起房，而且他们连租房都要排队，房子不要说租不起、而且还租不到。
Yeah, that's right.
哎，就为什么呢？今天的节目就跟你分享。那看我们节目详细的图文推送，请关注开言语的微信公众号，开放的开，语言的言。那这个付费版里呢，我们选取的是美国 NPR 公共广播电台，他们最近做了一个就是说美国的房租特别特别的贵啊，还有老百姓他怎么承担，为什么会这样。所以付费用户你就可以学习这节的内容啦。那先问一下 Spencer、这个房租英文怎么说？
Rent、
所以 rent 这个又是一个动词也是一个名词。
Yeah, that's right. You can rent something or you can pay rent.
Like、I can rent an apartment.
Yeah.
And then you need to pay your rent every month.
That's right. Did you buy this place or are you renting? Oh, I'm renting.
对。那在中国呢，很多人因为我们的 culture, 我们的文化、说You need to buy, you need to own your own.
Yeah, in America, I think people before were, you know, felt more like they need to own a house, but less and less. Maybe it's because the rent is too damn high. people don't want to buy a house anymore, but even so, renting, you also pay a lot of money. But I feel like we don't care as much about buying houses as we used to in America.
对, you know, buying houses. 我先想问你哦，我觉得在英文里面我们说到买房就特别纠结说我应该用 house 还是 apartments、因为在美国你们基本上是 house 比较多是吧，除非是大城市的中心可能大家租公寓、但一般说就 buy a house、在中国我们提到的买房除非你很有钱了，一般我们大家都买就 apartments、
yes,
买公寓、
right. yeah.
So when you're talking about 我要买房should you say I'm buying an apartment?
Yeah, you can say you know,The most general way of saying it is, I'm thinking about buying a place.
Ah, a place.
这是地方的意思。
Okay, 好好好，这个好用。
Yeah, so you could buy a place, but buying a place could be it could be a house, it could be a townhouse, it could be an apartment. An apartment actually means a place that, a 公寓 that you rent. A condo is what you buy usually.
哦，是吗
？Yeah, condominium.
A condo 就是你买的公寓，
yeah.
然后美国人说到 apartment 就是在租的这种公寓。
Yeah, technically speaking,、if you have an apartment, I mean, you could say buy an apartment. It's not wrong necessarily, but usually if you're buying a place that doesn't have a yard, it's not an actual house. You're usually buying a condo.
哦，这个好有用哦，我也是第一次学到。Thanks for the tip.
Yeah, no problem.
那。其实在中国嘛就是这个 property price, 一讲到房价 property price 的时候一般我们都是在说买的价格、然后呢还有 rental prices,、rental 就是租的价格、
exactly.
都涨得很快。美国也一样，然后
Yep.
特别是在两个大的城市。
Let me guess, 纽约和旧金山。
Yes.
Alright, New York and San Francisco.
然后这两个地方 it makes sense, right? They're the sort of economic centers, the hubs.
Yeah.
In San Francisco, you've got Silicon Valley, you've got this huge tech industry, and
yeah, that's
right. New York, it's where, you know,
everyone wants to be, come on.
这倒是。然后它的那种价格哦，看一下美国那个一些媒体的报告说 在旧金山 in San Francisco city， 在这个城区里面，你要租一个一房的公寓，它的平均的价格已经到$2,600一个月了。
Wow, so like a one room apartment, like one bedroom or like a studio?
One bedroom.
Okay, so one bedroom apartment, the average price is $2,600 US dollars per month.
对 ，in San Francisco， 这个它的数据是截止到2015年，
而且
说已经超过纽约了，比纽约的 average price 还贵20%多。
Yeah.
So that's nuts. 很疯狂，因为在那边硅谷这个their salary is also a lot higher than the national average. 对吧，硅谷的那种工资比美国全国的水平也高很多。
对 that's right.
很多就是说你们说的 six figure salary.
So when you're making over, 10万, you're making $100,000 and up.
对、yeah. 就是在硅谷这种好像大学刚毕业的人，你这什么 Facebook 谷歌找工作就有差不多$10,000一年、mm-hmm. 所以当然这 it's pushing up prices in all sorts of ways、
mm-hmm.
但是我想问 Spencer 就是我们说到美国这种租房啊或者什么，我一直觉得很好玩的一点就是 because I know in New York Manhattan is just crazy, the rent、
yeah.
and everything is through the roof, 就是特别特别贵、
mm-hmm.
But you also have these rent control apartments?
Oh yeah, rent control. So this is when you, basically you move in somewhere and then the rent that you pay at that time does not go up.
所以它就是这种租金被控制、被保护的一些房子、
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
然后有可能是在曼哈顿很好的地段、
mm-hmm.
但是一个月它的租金好像一房一厅只要几百块美金，$1,000，就是比市场价、
yeah.
是市场价的十分之一。
Yeah, so there's like a lot of like, I don't know, 老阿姨, like old ladies who maybe have been living in an apartment for decades, and because of an agreement that they got so long ago,、that rent never really went up. So there's still some people who have apartments that, basically rent controlled, and they're paying...cheap prices for a nice location.
你说你之前在纽约就住过这样一个房子，但是
是、yeah,
但是 but, 是有二房东 they sublet 然后在你身上赚了很多钱。
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, they basically,、I guess, you know, the roommate I had like lived for free because the rent I was paying for the one room probably paid for the whole apartment.
真的。
Yeah, but it was still, I mean, at the time, it was like, what, 700美金
700美金你说是在纽约的 Queens, 皇后区。
Yeah, it was in Queens, yeah. It was actually like 15 minutes from central Manhattan. So,
就一个房间吗 ?One room?
Yeah, I had one room. It was a two-bedroom apartment.
是多少年以前？
Let's see. That was when I started grad school. 09年 Wow, I'm getting old. It started almost 7 years ago.
我比你老很多，但是我是真的有朋友就是在曼哈顿住那种公寓啊，就是$6,000一个月 ，one bedroom apartment. 然后对，然后他说，但是他下面有 doorman， 就是每好像纽约高级的公寓下面都有一个为你拉门的一个 doorman， 然后就很贵。
Yeah. I mean, talk about Manhattan, though. I mean, if you live like in Harlem or even further up in places like Washington Heights, I mean, the prices are way cheaper. You know, they could be comparable to Queens or Brooklyn.
所以我觉得就是说到美国的房价，除了我们说的刚刚两个特大的城市 ，if you look at the national average. 很多中国人都会说，哎呀，在美国买房子比中国便宜多了。
Depending on where you decide to live.
因为就好像在什么。
落后的地方
也不能说落后但是你说落后那我们中国人一看哇我花什么 I don't know $200,000 就可能100,000-200,000人民币他买一个大的 house 别墅、
yeah.
自己有 yard 有花园什么什么都是你的
Yeah, exactly, you could do that. I mean if you want to live in the countryside or something like that you could do that.
你说的 countryside 就是很落后的那种，
就是很 boring
对无聊也不能说落后因为美国总比较
好。 Well, I mean there's also 落后的 you know 农村 like I mean I don't know Kentucky for example like eastern Kentucky is technically like the most 最落后的 like southern West Virginia places like the Mississippi River Delta Valley area.
Like, 然后现在 Michigan, 密歇根的房价也是很低很低很低
yeah,
就大家
yeah, it's crazy.
当地的人都逃出来没有人要住在那儿因为它整个的公共设施都很
I mean, there's a lot of houses in Detroit that were like, they 拍卖了 like auctioned off, you pay,
一美金啊什么的
you, yeah, something like $1,000You bought a house. I mean, it's, you know, it's a piece of crap, but you could fix it up.
哎，但是我觉得就是中美其实这种，当然在大城市啊，你可以用一个词说，就是people are being priced out of big cities.
Yeah, that's true.
房价太贵，我们已经被 priced out of 这些，就是被这种高房价踢出这些城市，越住越远，越住越远。然后呢，还有一个就是，我觉得在中国，我们很多房价高的因素，当然除了炒房啊或者什么的，或者做投资，另外还有一个是文化上，我们觉得这是一个。
Gang shu is like what you need like a feeling of it's like security or needs right
like, 对对对 yeah. like a concrete need
yeah. okay concrete need there we go yeah it sounds right
有一个刚需来买房就是我们觉得有婚房嘛你要买了房才能结婚女孩子才肯嫁给你怎么怎么样
yeah
所以这个就是你一直有这样的一种 need 一种 demand 它的房价就永远下不来就往上涨但在美国你前面也说 people don't care as
yeah,
much
they, yeah people don't care as much anymore I think there's a lot of reasons behind that
但反正美国我觉得也基本上没有过像中国一定要买婚房的这个概念
yeah no
是吧有可能五六十年代的时候那时候美国经济崛起然后大家的薪水都开始比较高然后就、
yeah.
也是刚结婚就可以买一个房买一个车但现在真的年轻人也买不起
Yeah, I think, well, either way, I mean that, I think also that idea, 那个概念 it's more of a conservative kind of concept.
就比较传统的一定要
like, yeah,
own,
yeah,
you have
yeah,
to own your stuff.
Well, it's like, oh, you get married, now you have to own a house, you have to do, you know, it's kind of, but now there's a lot of people who are more open-minded to different ways, different lifestyles, different ways of living a married life, you know.
是是。那最后再说说啊在中国我们说都要抢房排队去买房啊什么的然后在美国呢其实这个情况也有就是 you need to line up to buy or to rent
really you need to line up for it I don't know but are you sure I haven't heard about lining up for that
我说的不是那种排队但是呢你买房子在特别像旧金山那种硅谷附近的地方现在是有 bidding wars
okay yeah I could see that、yeah.
对就是说一个房子啊、人家抛出来要卖了就是说 bidding war 就是一直加价很多人想买
yeah,
然后就是像一场战争一样的所以就也像排队差不多
well, I mean that's great for the real estate agents huh?
对所以中介赚很多钱
yeah.
然后说到租房的租房也是要抢破了头因为好像在旧金山这种地方 they don't have that many apartments available for rental
yeah San Francisco's not super bigI think that's another reason why San Francisco is probably costs more than New York's because New York is it's like the biggest city. Los Angeles is bigger than New York, but New York is still a really big city. The population is greater in New York anyway.
对，然后说好像美国很多的城市就是it's not built to accommodate so many newcomers.
No.
因为现在很多人美国人世界各地的人都比如跑到硅谷啊什么那边去工作什么的所以他就出来那么多人然后他们当地就没有那么多的房子、
yeah.
所以也让价格很高、
yeah.
然后还有这种短租的 Airbnb 啊什么的也把房价都拖高了啊
But you know it's interesting though I mean there, it really depends where in America you're planning on living like I have a friend who is living in Portland, Oregon which is
波特兰
Yeah,、
yeah.
and it's you know it's, and it's I mean it's a bit further north than San Francisco butRent was crazy cheap there.
多少钱?
I mean, he was telling me he was renting a room, you know, in a house for like $400 or $500 US. I mean, that's...
四五百块钱,他是,你说 rent 一个 house, 一个...
He's renting a room in a house. So, I mean, maybe,、oh. maybe, I don't, let's say there's three rooms to the house. They each pay $400. I don't know, you could rent a house for probably between $1,200 to $1,600. I would think so.
所以在那边一千多美金可以租一个 house
在
波特兰。对
I mean, if you go to other places, it's even cheaper. I have a friend that lives in Arizona. He has three kids, And they rented this house for, yeah, maybe like $1,000 a month or something. Like,
对，真的。然后你到美国呢，就到这些比较偏远或者 Spencer 说比较 boring、
yeah.
无聊的地方，房价真的就便宜了很多。但opportunity 机会也比较少
yeah,
是吧、
yeah. Well, you know, I mean, if you think about it, you know, if you work from your couch, if you work on a computer, you can make like a really, you can make a San Francisco salary and live in a cheaper place like Arizona and really save a lot of money. It's possible.、
嗯、
yeah.
好，那今天我们的节目就到这儿。想到房子我们大家都压力很大是吧、
嗯、
Mortgage, 房贷各种各样的。以后有机会我们再跟大家分享那方面的内容。We hope you've enjoyed today's show. 那在我们今天升级版的节目里呢，你也会学到更多和买房租房有关的英语。
嗯、
We'll see you next time. 再见。
Bye guys.